In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Democrats want to offer health insurance to the legislative aides who help keep the state capitol running. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A new bill at the state legislature would spend about $600,000 to offer health insurance to legislative aides, a group of about 120 people who work for individual lawmakers in the capitol. Here's Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg.
If we're going to demand that private businesses provide benefits and, you know, take care of their employees, then we need to make sure we're doing the same.
Aides do everything from helping constituents to organizing meetings. Recently, about 60 announced that they would form a workers group to ask for better conditions. Lawmakers are also set to grant them a $1 raise to $16 an hour. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Fort Carson has distributed about 30,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to active duty service members and others. KRCC's Elena Rivera has more.
Service members make up about two-thirds of the doses. The rest are family members and retirees who don't work on the base. Lieutenant Colonel Jason Daly says as busy as it's been for him and his medical team over the past year, he's grateful.
You know, it's not every year, every day that you can contribute to ending a pandemic. And so we're happy to be able to do our part while nonetheless looking forward to this all being over.
Daly says he feels good about the vaccination rate so far. For him, it's more of a matter of having enough supply to keep up with demand. Starting next week, all family members and others eligible over 18 can schedule an appointment for a COVID-19 vaccine on base. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado's community college students won't see a tuition increase next academic school year. Here's CPR's Paolo Shalceda.
The state board overseeing Colorado's 13 community colleges voted Wednesday to keep tuition flat at all institutions. They said that was made possible through an increase to higher education funding in the state's budget. Full-time students enrolled in a community college pay an average of almost $4,500. In this year's budget proposal, which is still being debated in the House, Colorado's colleges and universities are allowed to raise tuition by 3%. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Right now in Grand Junction, it's 46 degrees, Denver 37, Vail 37.